Specialist located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN on this Monday morning in the Little Apple. Just got about 10 minutes left in the program. So again, if you want to get in your calls, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. You can also tweet at us at 1350KMAN. You can also tweet myself at Brady2Day, two being the numeral. Here with K-State Black Student Union President Daryl Reese. And Daryl, we're talking about this very important day in American and I'd say global history with the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King. And that's a very special relationship with K-State. We're about to celebrate the 50th anniversary. January 19th will be the 50th anniversary of when Dr. King came and spoke at K-State here on campus, and the last university speech he gave in his life. And what's really exciting is that his son, Martin Luther King Jr. the third, or I guess it'd just be Martin Luther King the third, right? No, Jr. the third. Yeah. He's going to come and speak, and that's really exciting for K-State and Manhattan.
Definitely. And that's something that that we as a Black Student Union are definitely looking forward to, just hearing his remarks, kind of seeing him and seeing just knowing how close he was to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., knowing that that was his dad. So I know there's a lot of insight that he'll give just during the time that we're facing now that and his father was facing as well. So that's something that, you know, we just as a Black Student Union are definitely looking forward to. It even the K-State community is definitely looking forward to as well.
And it's a free event, but it does require tickets. So definitely be sure to get in touch with folks at K-State to make sure you get your tickets. I'm sure it'll be a pretty full house. I hope it's going to be a pretty full house. I'm excited to check that out. And Daryl, K-State has hired December 21st, actually. It's when Brian Samuel was named the new Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer. And I know this is a thing that a lot of folks have been waiting for K-State to do.
Yep. And this has been in the works for a long period of time now, probably about, 2 years. And really, this is really a big thing that, our Black Student Union was really pushing for, was really a diversity position to be on the president's cabinet. And now seeing it come to fruition has been just a joy to see. So we're really looking forward to the work that Mr. Samuel is going to bring here at K-State and continue just to be a part of that, and just seeing K-State just move towards diversity and inclusion as a whole.
And looking ahead to this semester, the students get back in classes tomorrow, so the break's over. Back to the books.
Yes.
Looking at this spring semester for the K-State BSU, what's some things you all have planned?
Right now, we kind of have a lot of events really planned throughout Black History Month here coming up in February. So we'll have a keynote speaker as well, kind of like Angela Davis that we had last year, but bringing somebody in here, and that'll be released out here pretty soon. So definitely be on the lookout for that. But overall, just really continuing just to, really just press forward, and just making sure that we're upholding our mission statement of really, making sure we're advancing the K-State community, the K-State Black Student Union as well, just in political action, academic awareness, Black leadership, and then Black culture across all aspects of life. So just making sure we're really holding true to that, and really just making sure that we're holding K-State accountable as well, in our administration, to make sure they're pushing forward, diversity and inclusion, to make sure we're helping out with that as well.
And 2018, hoping to have a good year. And looking back at 2017, I mean, there was a lot of things that did happen, things that I guess you can say didn't happen in a way. What's kind of the approach for the BSU here in 2018 after kind of going through kind of a rough 2017 in some ways? Not rough for the BSU, but just rough with the climate, with some things that happened. You go back to the graffiti incident with the car, go back to a lot of different things that have popped up that have, whatever your opinion is on those events, tensions were definitely raised no matter what the details are of those events.
Yeah, I mean, last semester and really last year, it was really something that you never really could prepare for, even starting the year out, even starting the semester out. That's nothing that we as a BSU could prepare for. So we were really having to be on our toes a lot of times, and really just making sure our voices were heard just throughout the whole entire year. So that's something that we definitely plan on doing and continue to do this year. Really hoping that the incidents continue to stop, or they we don't see the multitude of the ones that we saw last year. But we as a BSU, we're always ready. So really a big thing that we're focusing on this year. One is just our students and our members who are a part of our Black Student Union, just because it's so important to make sure that everyone who's a part of our organization is doing good at K-State, making sure their academics are good, making sure their mental health is good, because that's really the family that we have in BSU, is really looking out for one another, just because we make up so little of the K-State community. So just really making sure that our home is safe, making sure that we're really feeling safe, and making sure that we're just continuing to thrive, and make sure that we're focusing on graduating, because that's really the main focus. Despite everything that might happen, everything that's going on with the the chief diversity officer, with the incidents that might pop up, just we can't forget that we're still students. We're still students, that we still come here, that and we still have the goal to graduate and advance on in whatever careers that we're really pursuing after.
Excuse me. And we had the moment of unity, or the unity. What was that?
KS Unite.
That's right. Towards the end of last year, and I thought that was a very cool thing, as far as seeing everybody really come together and respond to these incidences in a showing of unity. You think back to what happened with the University of Missouri not too long after the incidents in Ferguson, and there were just so many things that just really felt like it just kind of really tore that campus apart. And I was so glad to see K-State not follow that sort of path and instead say, let's just actually just come together instead of go after each other.
Absolutely. And that was a great event, and something that, I'll always remember. But really that event can't just be the singular highlight just of K-State, and really of our history. Really the work now, just from last year and from KSU Unite, is that making sure that we are moving forward in the right direction towards unity, towards diversity, and towards the aspect and the ideals of being a family as well.
And that's so many different speakers and so many people that came through. Do we have a phone call, Dave? No?
Just a question, and that was to kind of go over some of the other times and locations, et cetera, some of the events, including the Candlelight Vigil.
Of Martin Luther King III, right. His speech?
His speech is on the 29th, correct?
I believe his speech is on...
Oh, I'm sorry. It's next Monday.
The 25th. January 25th. And that's going to be in the K-State Alumni Center, in their banquet room. I believe that event starts at 12:30, and then yep. The Candlelight Vigil will proceed right after that speech.
Yep, and Thursday, January 25th, that will be at the K-State Alumni Center's banquet room. So we're all looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
All right, some just about a minute left. Daryl, any other items you want to go over, or some things to say?
Overall, I mean, just our Black Student Union is really just continuing looking forward just to having a great year. Just continue to advocate just for the different issues and needs of all the multicultural students here at K-State, but just really making sure that K-State is really upholding the value of being a family, because it really is a family. Then we want everybody to feel that they are a part of this family as well. So, thank you.
As far as the multicultural center, any latest news on that? I know that's something, that's another thing everybody's still kind of hoping for.
Yeah, that's something that we're still waiting to hear back from, but as we're getting rolling this upcoming semester, we'll definitely be hearing a lot of updates about it, hopefully.
Of course, enrollment's always probably going to be pretty big. I know that enrollment was down a little bit, and you always got to worry about state funding and those sort of things. So definitely something that we'll be paying attention to for the rest of this 2018 definitely. Year. Daryl Reese, president of the K-State Black Student Union, thanks so much for spending a lot of time with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have you back soon, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Dave, it's all yours.
Moving up on 10 a.m., tomorrow on K-Man's M Focus, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Linda Morse to join us for the program. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick in the game this afternoon. Wildcat Insider with Wyatt Thompson talking with John Kurtz about the weekend. Jeff Mitty Show tonight at 7 on K-Man. Or at 6, rather.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the Hour.